Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Hallelujah. Most gracious Father, we say thank you for another opportunity, Father, to serve in your kingdom. Father God, as we come, Father God, this day, Father God, we bless you and we thank you for blessing us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, our lovely prayer partners, brothers and sisters in the faith. Amen. Lottie-dottie, everybody. Under the sound of my voice, we greet you this morning in Jesus' name, and we welcome you to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Rejoicing in this another day that the Lord has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great, and his name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia. Amen. And pastor of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Loving up on him. Amen. Hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that we have ever known, ever seen, ever done. Amen. And so we bless God, amen, hallelujah, for it, amen. We want to thank God for our early morning prayer, amen, glory be to God. Facebook Live every morning at 5 a.m., amen, praying for the nations. We are praying for the nations, you hear what I'm saying? And God hears and God answers, amen, and Jesus Christ is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to do things a little bit different today. Sometimes on Wednesdays we open up. Amen. But the Lord has given us a different set of instructions on today. And so we're going to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. God wants to talk to us this morning about peace. Amen. Evidently. Amen. Hallelujah. There's some folks, amen, that don't know how to get that peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, we can even lose our peace. Glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God, because he is the Prince of Peace. Peace is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. And when we shift our focus, amen, you shift your peace. Amen. Glory be to God. When you decide God is no longer first, then you're going to put God somewhere in the middle or somewhere on the end. If he's going to be on the list at all, there's a price to pay for that, beloved. Amen. And I'm telling you something. Amen. There's some folks right now that got a whole lot of money. I'm talking about a whole lot of money. Money we didn't even know it exists. I'm talking about people not with just millions of dollars. I'm talking about people with billions of dollars. There's people out there with trillions of dollars. You hear what I'm saying? And I don't know what come after trillions. Amen. But some people got it like that. But let me tell you something right now. They will give you every dollar they have. Amen. To get some peace. If you could give them some peace, amen, then you could have every dollar they have. Glory be to God. The thing about peace, peace cannot be purchased. It cannot be purchased. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That peace only originates from one place. Amen. So we're going to do two parts on this. Amen. But we want to start today. Amen. And then, amen. And tomorrow, amen, we'll do part two. Amen. On our teaching. Amen. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Turn with me in Galatians 5:22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And it reads, but the fruit is love, joy, and peace. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. We want to park right there this morning. Amen. On Monday, amen, we shared with you the four levels of love. Amen. The Eros love, amen, which is the self-seeking love. The Sturgo love, amen, which is limited only to one family. Amen. The Filio love, which is based on mutual satisfaction. Okay. And then we have the highest form of love, which is the agape love. Amen. And so we pray, amen, that that is the form of love, amen, that you are striving to obtain. And or if you're already there to remain. But to think about that, amen, there's higher heights and deeper depths. So no matter how much we love, there's still always room to love a little bit more. How much we do, there's always room to do a little bit more. Amen. Yesterday we taught on joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God is so good. God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. And we blessed be God, amen. As I was preparing for that prayer, the 5 o'clock prayer on Facebook, so I was teaching on laughter. That was our prayer target, laughter. And I asked the Holy Spirit to bring something back to my remembrance, amen. That really had me laughing. Glory be to God. And he didn't. He did. Matter of fact, something happened about a month ago, and I don't even remember what it was. All I know is I laughed for 3 days. Amen. As I said, Holy Spirit, bring it back to my remembrance. I said, that'd be a good, you know, so I can remember that as I teach on laughter. And he didn't do it. Because God wanted to show, amen, that we're not, our life and our request is not contingent on anything but him. But at the end of that prayer, the spirit of laughter fell on me. I just couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. Amen. Glory be to God. That anointing fell down. And I still don't remember, amen, the thing that I had asked God for. God said, I don't need it. All I need is him. He is the laughter, not the memory of what happened a month ago. Amen. But he is our laughter. He is our joy. Amen. And so that's so beautiful. And I'm still high on that. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we bless God. Amen. Today, amen, we want to talk about that peace. Peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Peace, peace, peace. Amen. Romans, amen, chapter 14, verse number 17 tells us, amen, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom, God's kingdom, is not in meat and drink. Amen. It's not in food. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, think about the kingdom, think about feasts and banquets. Glory be to God. Let's party. Let's eat. No, 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 no. God's kingdom, glory be to God. Amen. Is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. We're going to have a whole series on righteousness. Amen. Oh, my God. When the Lord... I'm preparing that now, amen, and we're going to be taking a whole series on righteousness, amen. Yesterday, we just talked a little bit, amen, about joy, amen, but that was enough, amen, glory be to God. I'm still high. I'm still high on that teaching on yesterday and that outpouring, amen, of God's anointing, amen, his anointing that makes the difference, amen. But let me tell you something about peace. Let me tell you something about peace. Let me tell you something about peace, amen, as we get into our lesson today. Amen. So after that anointing fell on me yesterday, you know, you already know. Those of you who've been saved for a while, you already know. Amen, amen. The enemy, amen, hallelujah, has something up his sleeve. Amen. I don't know what it was. All I know is that the Holy Ghost took care of it. Glory be to God. So I felt my peace being disrupted. Amen. As I was preparing to go out yesterday, and I said, I can't move because my peace wasn't there. I knew that bad news was trying to get to me. I knew that, amen, the devil was going to try to throw, you know, a monkey wrench. And I already knew it. I didn't know, you know, some way, either for me, my children, something was going to happen if he had his way. But because my peace was saying, mm-mm. So guess what I did? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I went back into prayer. Amen. For another 30, 45 minutes. Amen. Into spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God with the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, I have some good materials, good books. Amen. That, amen, John Eckhart and other people have written. Amen. In spiritual warfare. Cindy Trim. I got some real good stuff. Heavy for the heavyweight stuff. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, glory be to God. And others. Amen. And I just went into spiritual warfare. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? Amen.
My peace came to me. Glory be to God. In about 45 minutes, amen, hugged. I had my peace back, and I went on and did what I had to do. Amen. It came on back. Amen. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Glory be. We want to thank God for peace. Amen. And we need to pay attention to it. Say, pay attention. Pay attention to your peace. Amen. Hallelujah. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes, beloved, we have difficult situations. We all have difficult situations. Trouble comes. Jesus told us in this world you will have trouble. You know, so anybody tell you that once you become a Christian, you're not going to have no troubles? Nah, that's not true. Amen. You will have troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. You will have some troubles. Amen. The good news is you can be in the trouble by yourself. You can be in the trouble with Satan. Or you can be in trouble with God standing by you. Now, that's your decision. See, because you're going to be in trouble. Amen. But God's going to bring you out the trouble. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in trouble. Daniel was in trouble. Paul was in trouble. Glory be to God. He was in trouble. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But God is going to bring you out of trouble. Amen. Glory be to God. And so people, you know, things will happen. People will try to come against you. Situations will happen, beloved. And you have this internal peace. And the world is looking at you like, hey, how can you be peaceful at a time when this just happened to you and that just happened to you? And they gave you this threat and you got this letter in the mail and you just received this doctor's report and this email and what your family is going through and you just experienced devastation and you just experienced, amen, people in your family dying and sick with COVID and unemployed and, you know, just bad news. Just bad news, beloved. Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news, huh? And people will look at you, glory be to God, and say, how can you have peace in the midst of this type of storm? Glory be to God, beloved. But we want to thank God for supernatural peace ruling us and supernatural peace ruling our emotions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some situations, beloved, that we be in, amen, that other people that don't know God and don't experience his peace, glory be to God, they would be very upset. They would be very angry, glory be to God. But when people see that we are completely controlled and we are level-headed and at rest in the midst of our situations, glory be to God, hallelujah, that supernatural peace that rise up, amen, from deep down within our spirits. And we're talking about something that's on the inside. Now, you're not going to find this at Walmart and Target. You're not going to find this on Amazon. You know what I mean? You're not going to find this, you know, on medicalmd.com. You're not going to find it there, beloved. Amen. We're talking something that's internal, something on the inside. Amen. Enabling us, amen, to be a rock. Beloved, hallelujah, in the middle of a storm, amen, that comes to threaten us, threaten our ministries, threaten our churches, threaten our houses, amen, our families, our health, our destiny, amen. These are threats and intimidations, amen, but something on the inside, glory be to God. But it's not something that we can produce by ourselves, okay? It is a fruit, amen, that the Holy Spirit is producing in us. Amen. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit, beloved. Peace, 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 peace. The word peace, beloved, amen, is for Hebrew, shalom, shalom. Amen. When you hear shalom, amen, that's the word peace in the Hebrew. And it expresses the idea of wholeness, completeness, or tranquility in the soul that is unaffected by outward circumstances or pressures. Remember yesterday we talked about, amen, being under high pressure, but you still have your joy, but that same high pressure, amen, and you can still maintain your peace, amen, when you are not affected by the outward circumstances. That word, beloved, suggests the rule of order and place of chaos. You might want to write that down in your notebook this morning. Amen. The rule of order in place of chaos. That's the definition of peace. Amen. Glory be to God. That's my definition of peace, beloved. When a person is dominated by this peace, this God kind of peace, amen, they have a calm stability that results in the ability to conduct themselves peacefully, even in the midst of circumstances that would normally be very nerve-wracking, traumatic, or upsetting. Peace, peace, peace. Beloved, shalom, shalom, amen. Indicating this dominating peace ultimately, it ultimately gives rise to prosperity in one's soul. Beloved, you cannot have prosperity without peace. You cannot have prosperity in your soul. And it is God's will for us to prosper and be in good health. Amen. God is all about prosperity. Anybody teaching you otherwise is not teaching the Bible. Amen. God, amen, is God's will for us to prosper. Amen. Prosperity in our soul. Glory be to God. Peace, peace. So rather than allowing the difficulties and pressures of life to break him, a person who is possessed by this God kind of peace is a person who is whole, complete, orderly, stable, and poised for blessing. Ah, my God, Jesus. Beloved, the New Testament is filled with many examples of this supernatural kind of peace that the Holy Spirit produces. Okay, so let us focus on one classic example today, amen, in your Bibles, in the book of Acts, chapter number 27. And it talks about the Apostle Paul, where Paul found himself in a ship. Amen. And the ship that Paul was on with these other men was being dangerously tossed back and forth, okay, by the raging waves of the sea. Okay, some of you may know that story. If not, amen, that portion of scripture. If not, amen, we invite you to take a look at it today, Acts chapter number 27. So Paul is on the ship. Amen. With the men, the storm is raging. Glory be to God. And it wasn't just, you know, just no tossing and turning. This was a severe tossing and turning. This was severe. Okay. This was turbulent. Okay. Glory be to God. Because the Bible tells us in verse number 14 and verse number 15, it says, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. That's the name of the tornado. Tornado. Okay. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Now, beloved, let's take a look at what the word says this morning. Verse number 14 says, there arose against it a tempestuous wind. Now, that word, where it says it rose up against it, okay, meaning that it to throw. So the wind came to throw, to dash, to hurt, or to rush, okay? So this indicates that a massive, terrible force of wind had gone up against them. Then he continues to say that it was a tempestuous wind, which in Greek, beloved, means, glory be to God, that it pitches a typhoon from which there is no escape. Now, we're not talking about a wind coming by, blowing your dress up like it did mine on yesterday. I mean, it blew my dress all the way up. Good thing my underwear was clean. Good thing I had underwear on. They threw me all the way up. We're not talking about a wind that, you know, blows your wig off. No, we're not talking about that type of wind. No, we're talking about, amen, a hurricane. This just was a serious situation here. This is a storm that was so immense, beloved, that it conquers and dominates everything in sight. So verse number 14 tells us that this storm was called Euroclydon. And the term professional sailors used to describe, it was a deadly northeastern winter storm. that blew across the Mediterranean Sea, causing many shipwrecks that resulted in the loss of many lives every year. And beloved, this storm was so fierce that in verse 15, it tells us that the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind. Now, so when the Greek tells us that the ship was caught, it means that to seize violently, that the wind violently seized the ship. It seized the ship to carry the ship away. You know how some people get caught up in a hurricane and you don't see them no more? You know, you just never find them no more. But that's what the wind came to do, to take this ship away, amen, where the ship would be found again. This word lets us know, beloved, that the sailors had lost control of the ship. The winds were so violent that they could no longer fight them. One scholar even notes that it must have felt as if a monster had seized the ship and was tearing it to pieces. The situation was so completely out of the sailors' control that they had to let her drive. They just had to let the ship go because there was nothing else they could do with it. Glory be to God. In other words, they chose to let the storm take them where it wanted rather than try to fight the winds that could not be conquered. They just told the wind, you win today, okay, whatever. If we live or we die, amen, you got it, because it's nothing we can do. Sometimes situations be out of our control, beloved, and you just got to let go. Somebody say, accept what God allows, glory be to God, huh? You just got to let it go. And so their hope was that the winds would carry them into the smoother waters, beloved. But Acts 27:17 tells us, when you read that, that once in the smooth waters, beloved, the crew had much needed repair to do before they could continue on this dangerous journey in this storm that the Lord had them on. Now, isn't it somehow the Lord will put you in the midst of a storm? Woo! My God, Jesus. Sometimes the Lord will put you in a storm. Remember, and when Jesus was tempted, when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and the Bible says that he was tempted of the devil. But if you read that first verse, it says, and the Spirit led Jesus down into the wilderness. Ah, my God, Jesus. Not the Spirit of God led Jesus up on top of the mountain. But in this particular scripture, the Spirit led Jesus down into the wilderness. Glory. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Beloved, sometimes God will lead us into dark places. God will lead us into the storm. God will take us in the wilderness. My God, why? Because we're in training for raining. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, when we continue to read this, amen, here in Acts 27, amen, it tells us that the ship has sustained a substantial amount of damage because of the fierce winds already endured on the trip. I mean, the ship was shipwrecked. Glory be to God. You ever felt shipwrecked? Glory be to God. The ship was torn to pieces. Amen. The wind came in. The tornado came in. Glory be to God. Amen. They were left holding the pieces. Verse 17 describes the work they undertook to prepare for the rest of the dangerous, windy trip. But they didn't stop going. They said, we got a little something here. They said, we got a couple rafts. Glory be to God. What you got? Amen. Glory be to God. We ain't going to stop going. Beloved, that's a sign of a true Christian. I ain't going to stop going. What you got? I don't know. I got two mites. What you got? I got three. Well, that's five. Amen. Let's go. What you got? Glory be to God. I will persist until I succeed. Amen. The prophet asked the widow woman, he said, wait a minute, what you got in your house? What you got in your house, ma'am? He said, what you got? He said, I ain't got nothing here in profit but a little bit of oil. He said, that's enough. Baby, I don't care. Look, whatever you dedicate to God is enough. Little as much if God is in it, and our labor is not in vain. He said, I ain't got nothing but a little bit of oil. I'm going to make myself two biscuits. I'm going to give my son one, and I'm going to give him one, and we're just going to eat this and die. Huh? Y'all know the story in 1 Kings. Glory be to God. Guess what? It didn't happen. He became the first millionaire, first entrepreneur. Amen. The first entrepreneur, female entrepreneur that the Bible speaks about. She became the first, and she ain't had nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says despise not small beginnings, beloved. Anything we commit to God, amen, hallelujah, supernatural, has divine blessings on it. Glory be to God. You're going to have $20 and commit that to God, amen, and be richer than a millionaire, somebody with $1 million in the bank account but not giving God 10 cents, not giving God no attention. Glory be to God. That's why he tells us, amen, what profit is it to gain the whole wide world and lose your soul? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So the Bible says there, beloved, amen, that when they were taken up, glory be to God, amen. Now this referred to the ropes or the cables used to secure the ship in the location. So before work on the ship could commence, the ship had to be securely tied into one spot. If you can just picture this in your sanctified imagination, that this was some really some strong warfare going on here. And it appears as though, amen, that the opposite was winning. It appears as though the wind was winning. It appears as though the water was winning because the ship was being torn apart. Oh, my God. Sometimes, beloved, it might appear as though the devil is winning. Hallelujah. I encourage you, hold on. Hold on. Amen. Because when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, God will lift up a standard. Oh, my God. Jesus, have mercy. Oh, my God. My God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, the Bible says after all the crew's effort to fix the ship and to try to avoid the winter winds, when we look at verse number 18, amen, it tells us and it reads, and we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. The word exceedingly means violently, intensely. Amen. And the word tempest, beloved, amen, is a Greek word for a storm. But when you put these two words together, beloved, as in this verse, it pictures a violent and intense storm. And sometimes the storms of life will rage. Hallelujah. I think somebody sang a song, when the storms keep on raging in my life. Well, come on now. Glory be to God. After you've done all the staying, glory be to God. Here come this storm. Glory be to God. You decreeing and you declaring, amen, but the storm's still raging. You praying, but the storm's still raging. Come on, somebody. Huh? You giving, but the storm's still raging. Glory be to God. Anybody ever been there? Maybe some of you right here today. Amen. Glory be to God. But look and see what happens here. Glory be to God. Amen. Rather than escaping the storm, beloved, the crew must have felt like they was driving right into it. God, wait a minute, God. God, I asked you to deliver me out of it. Why are you taking me in it? Beloved, the Bible says, though we walk through the fire. You see, sometimes the Lord will blow out the fire. Now, sometimes he will. Sometimes he chooses not to. And sometimes he chooses you to walk through it. Oh, my God, I wish I had time. Sometimes God will anoint us to walk through the fire. God, I ask you to calm the wind. But God, you got me walking through the storm. Yeah, my God, my God, my God. It is no secret what God can do. Hey, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we see, hey, hallelujah, that neither sun nor stars and many days had appeared. Now, you can imagine that. You outside. Amen. I'm not talking about those us in the house. I'm talking about those of us who go outside. Amen. You don't see no sun. You don't see no stars. You don't see nothing. Huh? Glory be to God. Like in my neighborhood, I don't know what happened last night. Amen. It was pitch black. Amen. All the lights went out on the outside. I don't know what happened. Amen. Glory be to God. We couldn't see nothing. Glory be to God. And all hope was gone that they could be saved. So these guys here, experienced fishermen, said, you know what, can I send a text message and say goodbye to my family? Amen. Of course, I'm just, you know, drawing my own picture right now. We know they didn't have cell phones, but if they did, then they said, we ain't coming home. You know, can I get a message, you know, to my boo? You know, let them know I love them, you know, because we ain't coming home. We dying. You ever been in a situation where you feel like this is it? Glory be to God. Amen. Send a farewell message. It's over. It's a wrap. God, I thank you for the years I was able to put in. Amen. But it's over. And so this is where they thought they were. But look and see here what happened here. Look and see what happened here, beloved. Right in the midst of their hopelessness, right when these men had given up, right when it looked like they had lost, Brother Paul, somebody say, thank God for Brother Paul. The Bible says Brother Paul stood up, and this is what Brother Paul said, starting in verse number 22. Paul said this, and I quote, and it reads, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not. Oh, my God, Jesus. Beloved, Paul had heard from the Lord. Paul said, ain't nobody dying. Now, he said, now, this ship going to be broken up. This house you living in, you're going to have to move. So, you're going to have to get a new job. Okay? And you're going to have to do some stuff different. You're going to have to do some stuff different. Glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God. But he said, but nothing is going to happen to you. Oh, God's grace and God's mercy. He said, because an angel, we had a visitation from an angel last night, and the angels said, fear not. Beloved, when Paul heard from God, this caused supernatural peace to rise up on the inside of him. We're talking about peace this day. Beloved, one word from God. You ever been in a situation and then you just get one word from God? And you know, God don't talk long. God don't carry no long conversations. God will give you one sentence, one thought. Sometimes God give you one word. And you get one word from God and turned everything around. You was moving in one direction. You got one word from God. Now you're moving in another direction. Your head was bowed down. You got one word from God. Now you're looking up. Oh, my God, Jesus. You thought it was over. You was about to put your resignation in. You got one word from God. Then you say, you change your mind. You said, I'm in it for the long run. Glory. You was on your way to the divorce court, but you got one word from God. You was on your way to file bankruptcy, but you got one word from God. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. You was on your way, amen, to make your final arrangements at the funeral parlor. Glory be to God for what the doctor said. Amen. That you ain't got for another couple weeks, couple months. Amen. But you got one word from God. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Woo! The man, when he approached Jesus, beloved, in the book of Matthew, Mark, he said, amen, Lord, saying a word. Saying a word. God's word will never return unto him void. So here, beloved, Paul had peace on the inside of him because he heard from God. You just need to hear from God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just one touch from you. Hallelujah. Just one touch from you. One moment in your presence changes everything. Ah, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, when Paul had this peace on the inside of him, he was able to be a rock in the middle of a very serious situation. Beloved, God is calling on you to be a rock in the midst of a very serious situation. His peace brought strength to everyone on that ship. Not only did Paul have peace and strength within himself after hearing from God, but now everybody on the ship was strengthened because of Paul's peace. Beloved, who's been affected by the peace of God in your life? God is calling us to bring strength to our families, to our neighbors, to our co-workers. Glory be to God, because of the peace of God that rules in us, amen, in the midst of this turbulent times that we're living in. But when they see that you're unshaken, when they see that you're unmoved, when they see that you're not worrying, you're not losing no sleep, glory be to God, you're not breaking out in a rash, come on now, because of the peace that's on the inside of you, that peace can affect, amen, a whole group of people. Everybody in your workplace, everybody in your home, everybody in your neighborhood can be affected the same way everybody was affected by one man's peace, Paul, because he had heard from God. Beloved, peace, peace, peace that the world didn't give and the world can't take away. This kind of peace is produced only by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, peace, peace, peace. Remember, amen, as we close on this morning, the word peace expresses the idea of wholeness. You can't be whole without peace. Completeness. You can't be complete without peace. Tranquility in your soul. It ain't nothing like it. You can't have it without peace. Unaffected by outward circumstances. Unaffected by pressure, high pressure tactics. I don't care how strong the wind is blowing. You can blow the whole neighborhood away. I'm going to still be standing when the storm stops. You can blow, wind, blow, take whatever you want. I'm still going to be standing when the storm stops. You can bring havoc and devastation to all that God allow you to bring, but I'm still going to be standing when the storm stops. They can be dying all around me, but I'm still going to be standing when the storm stops. Because God is with me, and God is in me, and God is for me. In him I live, I move, I have my being. My peace cannot be ruffled. Bring the building down. I'm still going to be standing, because I'm standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on God's promises. And the only way God's word goes down is if he go down, and he ain't going down. So since he ain't going down and I'm with him and him with me, I ain't going down either. I am unmovable. I am unshakable. because of this internal peace that God has given me. If God takes me through the fire, then we're going. Because he's leading me and he's my shepherd. If God takes me through the valley of death, we're going. Because he is my shepherd. Wherever God takes me, it's all right. Because he's the one that's taking me. You cannot have my peace. And the devil is a liar and the father of it. He comes with false illusions. Trying to move us in the spirit of fear. False evidence appearing real that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I'm holding on to my peace because I've heard from God. And baby, when people see that you are adamant, when people see that you are steadfast and unmovable and unshakable in the midst of the storm, you best believe your testimony is affecting somebody. You best believe somebody has their eyes on you. They're watching you. And they're going to be made the better for it because somebody is coming to Christ. Because they witness your unshakable peace in the midst of a storm. Let God use you, beloved. Let God use you. Hallelujah. Remember that peace is the rule of order in the place of chaos. And when a person is dominated by this kind of peace, that person is calm, that person has inner stability that results in the ability to conduct himself peacefully, even though circumstances normally would be very nerve-wracking. Normally it would have been traumatic. Normally it would have been upsetting. And this is exactly what Paul manifested that day on the ship. Beloved, what are you manifesting? What are you manifesting? Why are we running around worried and upset and all this drama and all mixed up in the game? Glory be to God, like the world. What's up with that? Why are we worried about the same thing the world are worried about? Come on, what's up with that? They complaining, we complaining. They scratching their heads, we scratching their heads. What's up with that? They don't have no peace, we don't have no peace. What's up with that? What's up with that, beloved? I know that this supernatural peace of the Holy Spirit is what was working, beloved, hallelujah, and Paul back in those days. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and beloved, and when we are facing difficult situations, amen, we can just rest on God's peace. The same peace, beloved, has worked in me on many difficult situations, and I'll share some with you as later on at another time. Glory be to God. And I'm sure you have some stories to share also. Hallelujah. And we're sure we are confident that this peace will continue to work as we continue to move forward in God's kingdom. So beloved, don't think that you have to give way to upsetting emotions and difficult or challenging moments. If you just let the Holy Spirit work in you, he will release a supernatural joy, and he will release a dominating peace from way down deep on the inside of you. These fruit of the Spirit, beloved, we talked about love, we talked about joy, and now peace. These fruits of the Spirit. They have the power to keep you joyful. The fruit of the Spirit has the power to keep you calm, to keep you stable. The fruit of the Spirit has the power to keep you peaceful. Even though you are facing circumstances that would normally push you over the edge. So why don't you take a few minutes today and ask the Holy Spirit to produce the supernatural fruits of joy, of love, and of peace in you. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful today that you have not abandoned us to our flesh and to our emotions. Because your spirit lives in us, we can be empowered to walk in joy and peace in any situation. Forgive us for pandering to the whims of our flesh and for allowing it to rant and rave when your spirit inside us is longing to cause his supernatural joy and peace to rule in our lives. We turn from our past habits of worry and fear, and we deliberately choose to let the Holy Spirit flood us with your unquenchable joy and your incomprehensible peace. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. We want to do a part two on peace tomorrow. So we could really teach for weeks on peace, but we want to take 2 days on peace. Amen. We want to come back tomorrow and do a part two on peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen. If we know Jesus, amen, that ought to be the end of the conversation. But we know it's not. Amen. But we're going to be okay. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the word of God on today, and God's word will not return to him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. In form of announcements today, we'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock, and then we'll be back tonight at 8 p.m. for Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. On our altar prayer number. Amen. The telephone number is 385-799-9729 at 12 o'clock. And then back at 8 o'clock. Please join us. Amen. Please bring somebody with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody will be so blessed to know, amen, that there is a bona fide ministry. Amen. A ministry that teaches the truth. Amen. A ministry that you can trust. Amen. Because we teach the word. Amen. And all they have to do is call in. They don't have to get dressed up. They got their pajamas on and got their Bibles open and got notebooks and pads. It's going to be a blessing to somebody's life. Amen. Why don't you spread the word, saints? Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. That's it for today. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely day. Amen. To God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We'll be back tomorrow morning at Facebook at 5 o'clock live. Amen. Lord helping. Lord helping. Thank y'all for praying for me. That's all I can say. Thank y'all for praying for me. Amen. I shared with them on the 5 o'clock. Since I started the 5 o'clock, well, let me tell you something. The warfare has been intense. The warfare has been intensified. But guess what? I be whipped at the end of the night. I be whipped. I be laying there. Sometimes I can't get the strength to get up. Sometimes when I get up, it feel like somebody has their foot on my back. My daughter looked at me yesterday and asked me why I was walking like that. I couldn't even explain to her that this was all spiritual. But guess what, saints? I rise and shine every morning feeling like new money. I rise and shine every morning ready again for the battle. You hear what I'm saying? That's because if God is with you and you're doing what God has called you to do, amen, expect warfare. Expect warfare, but expect victory. Amen. I want to thank you guys for praying for me. Thank you, because I couldn't do what I'm doing and couldn't do what I intend to do as the Holy Spirit lead me if you wasn't praying for me. Amen. You know what that means? Somebody's being affected. Souls are being saved. Backsliders are being reclaimed. It's like the pastor told me. She said, Pastor Bradford, you don't know who's looking at you on Facebook. Just because they're not live there, you don't know. Even on global radio here, beloved, we have people all around the world that they show us the parts of the country that they're listening in. See? So our labor is not in vain. See? Our labor is not in vain. And now we're on Facebook between the hours of 3 and 6. That's the witch's hour. That's when voodoo and darkness and evil is at its highest point. That's when the devil solidifies everything that he's going to do to come against you that day between the hours of 3 and 6. See? And then when we come in here and break all that up, oh, you know the devil, man. You know the devil, man. But, beloved, right now we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us will prosper in the name of Jesus. We are unable to be touched by evil. We dip ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. We dip our families in the blood 7 times. We dip our day, our health, our finances, our businesses, our projects in the blood 7 times. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our households. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our possessions. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this ministry. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our money. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. We seal this service. We seal this ministry and the ministry partners by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. In Jesus' name, the will of God will move forward. God's work will be done. And we are the people who will do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God, for your anointing. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Thank you, Father, for crushing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan would devise to come up against us, your people. Father God, we thank you for intercepting it. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you that we're blessed going in. We're blessed coming out. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're the head and not the tail. We're the lender, not the borrower. We're above and not beneath. We're in the front and not in the back. We are blessed. Jesus was sent to bless us, and we are blessed. And we will walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely, blessed day. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Peace, peace, peace. Peace, peace, peace. Peace that the world didn't give, and peace that the world cannot take away. Love you, love you, love you.
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
Righteousness, peace, war, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God.
Everybody sing righteousness, peace,
joy in the Because there's joy.